today on Real Radio.
Jesus warned that if you don't have Christ in your heart, you're naked spiritually. He says that a demon can go out and get his friends and move into your house, he said, that's your heart, and take possession. If the Holy Spirit is not in you, then you're open game, buddy. That's scary.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called The Power of God, the Bible, and the Underworld, continues a series called The Book of Acts. The Book of Acts records the powerful ministry of the first century apostles. Their journey included preaching the gospel throughout the Gentile world. Their passion was for all to come to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In the message called How We Grow Up in Christ, we learned that one sign of a Christian is spiritual growth, and the way we grow is by staying in God's Word and by continuing His work through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now in chapter 19, verses 8 through 20, we'll discover that there has always been an interest in the supernatural. And today, well, it's no different. The fact is, we are experiencing a rise in the number of people joining cults like never before. Today, on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that there's a great danger in imitating God's work. A false truth can have eternal consequences that lead to destruction, because Satan is behind it. We need to know Christ and have the Holy Spirit working in our lives to decipher the works of the devil. And now, continuing his lesson called The Power of God, the Bible, and the Underworld, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
But what's a miracle? Well, a miracle is something that transcends the natural laws that we're aware of. It's not subject to the natural laws, and in fact supersedes the natural laws. Emmanuel Velikovsky, one of the great ancient scientists, said, not too ancient, but he said, according to the atomic world, it is possible. This guy's not a Christian, you know. He said it is possible for two worlds molecularly to exist in the same room at the same time, but because of their reconstituted or restructured molecules, can pass one in between the other without one knowing of the other. And Emmanuel Velikovsky gave scientific reasons why there could be a train going right through the sanctuary right now at 100 miles an hour. Scientifically feasible or theoretically possible to entertain such things. Well, what's the hint? Emmanuel Velikovsky needed to come to the final conclusion, and that is exactly how the spirit world is. Between you and I, there's a world passing in between us that's invisible to our natural law of optics. That's exciting to think about. Are there angels here? The Bible says there's angels here. The Bible says that when the Word of God is opened up, angels come in and listen to the teaching of the Word of God. That's exciting. Well, just think, I could be like slapping some angel in the face right now. Sitting up here, sitting on the clock, just, you know, sitting on that microphone right there. Awesome. Look at verse 13. This is the second thing that we need to see in this section. The danger of imitating God's work. The danger of imitating God's work. Verse 13 says, then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists. Well, that's an oxymoron. If you're a good Jew, you're not supposed to get near people that are possessed or the spirit world, according to the thinking of the Jews. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves. You ought to underline that, took it upon themselves. People, whenever we take anything upon ourselves, we're in trouble. I know people who are in Christian ministry today, and they're Christians, and they're not supposed to be in ministry. They're not supposed to be in ministry. They took it upon themselves, and they're wondering why things are falling apart at the seams. They love the Lord, but they're not supposed to be involved in ministry. They take it upon themselves. If you're called to ministry, let it be of God, not a call from a friend or a call from the family or a call from the Pope. It's got to come from God. Oh, so they took it upon themselves. Hey, look at this. Man, these demons are coming out of people. People are being healed. So they took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, here you go. How do we do it? I don't know. Try this. I think I heard somebody. Yeah, try this. we adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Well, that sounded pretty good. Say it again. We adjure you by the name of Jesus who Paul preaches. And here's this guy sitting in front of him, twisted and freaked out. By the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, come out. Verse 14 says, also there were seven sons of Sceva. These guys are going to get involved in it too. The danger of imitating God's work. The Bible says in the Old Testament, when God gives in Leviticus the prescription for the anointing oil for the priesthood, God says if anybody comes in and duplicates the oil, who is not called to duplicate the oil, let that man be put to death because he's imitating the oil of God. What's the oil in the Bible a symbol of? The Holy Spirit. See the Spirit. Don't imitate the work of God. Either God is working in you or he's not working in you. But don't pretend. Don't fake it. Eli's sons faked it and got in big trouble. Aaron's sons got in big trouble. Don't fake it. Don't imitate the work of God. By the way, I may offend some people, but I'd rather offend people than God. That's what a cult is. Are you aware of that? It's an imitation of the truth. And it ends in death. A cult is a deviation from the true. And if you practice a cult, and if you worship in that cult, no matter how well-groomed it might be, it leads to the occult. The occult, no matter how groomed it might be, no matter how dressed up, we think of the occult with some old witch with a hook on her nose and a brew going and the cauldron and the Halloween hat. Listen, wake up. They don't look like that anymore. But entertaining a cult will open you up for the occult, and you won't even know it. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that the world has been deceived by people who have followed after the little god of this world, Satan, in false worship. And it looks so good. How do you know? By knowing the Bible and what it has to say. There's counterfeits. Vance Havner, he's dead and gone now, said, our modern day world has got more illumination than any other time in human history, but less light than ever. A lot of light, or a lot of illumination, but not much light. Jesus says that he is the light. In 2 Corinthians 11, verses 14 to 15, the Bible tells us there that Satan himself, a real person, transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing that the ministers of his can transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. That's serious stuff. The third thing I want you to see, and we need to wrap this up, is there's a real danger in this spiritual world. There's a real danger. Don't play with it. Verse 14. The sons of Sceva. Who are these guys? Well, there's seven of them. According to the wording in the Greek here, two of them start to tamper with this. Sceva. I love this. His name's Sceva. You know what Sceva means? It means left-handed or lefty. Whatever that's worth. I just thought that was funny. Hey, lefty, come over here and cast out some demons. The guy he wasn't right. You are awake a little bit. Almost done. Hang in there. Drink another cup of coffee. You'll be okay. Verse 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, the evil spirit used the vocal cords, the larynx, the throat of this human being. to speak. It's exactly what this word means in the Greek language, which the Bible is written in originally. The demon used this man's vocal cords, larynx, throat to speak with. Are you with me? Have you ever heard of such a thing? I'll say this. If you've ever heard that happen, you'll never forget it in your life. If you've ever heard a demon speak through somebody, the hair on your neck will stand up. It's almost mechanical. It almost sounds like a machine has processed the voice. Your first reaction is, this isn't happening. No. Until if you could focus on where this voice is coming from. The guy is standing in front of you talking to you. By the way, what is being said is a dead giveaway as well. But what really nails it down is if you're looking at the guy or girl and you're talking with them about the things of God, which is when these things erupt, all I can tell you is that when you're talking eye to eye, it sounds mechanically processed, or the best I can do for you, it sounds like it's coming out somewhere down around, if you were to look at their ankles and project down about maybe 30 feet, it sounds like it's coming out of a pipe. And you say, I don't believe it. I didn't believe it. I knew that they existed until one day that happened to me. For 3.5 hours, I was with a guy coming off the ground in front of me. Eyes black as marbles. Body begins to move like a cartoon in front of you. The voices coming out. And all I could tell you, it sounded like they're coming out right about 30, 35 feet below this guy. How do you handle that? Well, I'm one of the 47% that don't believe that there's a personal devil. Well, boy, he sure has you where he wants you. What a great deception. You don't even believe in him. That's the ultimate deception. When you come in contact with somebody who's possessed, God is so mighty and powerful. It's outrageous. And their tactic is to intimidate you through dreams, through manifestations, things moving. We've had to visit some homes where things were moving in children's rooms. They would move. A crib coming up off the floor, parents seeing this. How do you handle that? Look, some of you are about ready to whistle. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Awesome. The power of God, the Bible, in the underworld. Look what he says quickly. Jesus I know. And Paul I know. But who are you? Wow. Quickly. Jesus I know. The word know right here in the Greek, Jesus I know, is gnosko. Jesus I'm fully aware of and I'm absolutely sure of. Paul. Listen, I love this. Different word. Paul I know. I can't even pronounce that word in the Greek. Forget it. It means to be mindful of him, to be antagonized by him, to be thinking about him. Jesus, I'm totally sure of. Paul, he's a pain on our side. But who are you? I would be concerned at that point. The Bible says in the book of James that when the devils think about God, they shake. Oh, can you imagine? They're all down in hell. They're talking about something. Read the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. It's about a quarter inch thick. Awesome book. Christianity is one of Christianity's all-time bestsellers. Kind of lets you in on what they're thinking. By C.S. Lewis. They're down there. Did you see what God did today? Oh, oh. The word means goose flesh. They think about God and they get goose flesh like a turkey. Like a naked turkey in your sink, you know, when you're getting, oh, don't say that. Oh, well, you know what? Jesus just healed. Don't say Jesus again. And then they say, oh, you know what Paul the Apostle did? Oh, man, that guy's a thorn in our flesh. He makes me sick. And I began to think for a minute, Jesus, we're fully aware of. We're sure of him. Paul, he totally ticks us off. Who are you? And I'm thinking, oh, God, do they know downstairs about Calvary Chino Hills? When a bunch of demons get in their car and drive by your house, do they shudder when they go by your house? When they cruise around at night and they come by you, do they like, let's get out of here? That guy's a thorn in our flesh, man. Or a thorn in our spirit. That drives me crazy. He drives me crazy. Look, our names, if we're Christians, are written down in heaven. Praise the Lord. But are they known in hell? Is your name known in hell? After I studied this, I said, Lord, make our name known in hell for fear that we follow our God. Isn't that fun? Aren't you sick and tired of getting pushed around by the enemy? Lord, do it with us. But who are you? Uh-oh. Verse 16, then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overpowered them, totally overpowered them, and prevailed against them, conquered them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Wounded, naked, naked, streaking. naked. The first biblical streakers in the Bible. And the word naked is naked. They're stripped, running. Hey, that's the way you are if you don't have Jesus Christ. Jesus warned that if you don't have Christ in your heart, you're naked spiritually. He says that a demon can go out and get his friends and move into your house, he said, that's your heart, and take possession. If the Holy Spirit is not in you, then you're open game, buddy. There's a sign on the front of your face that says vacant. That's scary. You need to come to Jesus and fill that void for a lot of reasons. Final thing. Verses 17 to 20, God changes our lives. First thing is Jesus was magnified. Verse 18 says that he was magnified, glorified. And many who had believed came confessing. By the way, the word is kept on confessing and kept on telling of their deeds. There was a revival among those who believe. I've sinned. I've done this. And they came confessing. They have a healthy Christian walk. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. Verse 19 says, so many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. These are believers, and the word implies they still had things that they were tampering with. They had a little bit of this behind the scenes, and they're Christians. They're coming to church, but they had a little bit of sin back over here. They'd bring it out when the lights were down. And look, they burned them all. And it says it was 50,000, the worth of 50,000 pieces of silver. By the way, in 1992 dollars, it equaled $5 million right here. Well, that had to be Christianity in the life of somebody to burn that much money. You bet it is. And praise the Lord, look at this. It says here that they burned it. They didn't have a Christian garage sale. They didn't say, well, gosh, I've got these 5,000 issues of Playboy. I'm a Christian now, and I'm going to get them out of my life. So let's sell them. God wants me to be a good steward. Now give the money to the church. No, don't keep it. Don't bring it to the church. Burn it. Burn it. Well, you know, I've got all of these magic games and books. And I got a whole fleet of Ouija boards. I'll sell them at a garage sale. No, burn it. Our youth was in Arizona doing an outreach. And kids in the church that they were visiting were moved by the Spirit. And they began, nobody told them. They began to be moved by the Holy Spirit last month. And they began to burn all of their acid metal albums. Nobody asked them to. Burn it. There's things in our lives that need to be burnt out. Verse 20, so the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. The word prevailed in the Greek means totally conquered. Is the Bible conquering in your life? If not, burn what needs to be burned, be filled with the Spirit, be used of God, and hang on to your seat. It'd be a great life. The proof of being born again is a changed new life. Jesus said, you must be born again. Let's pray. Father, your Son told us that truly, unless we are born again, we cannot see the kingdom of God. He told us the truth in saying, unless you are born of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus told us, "Do not marvel at these things, for you must be born again." Father, this message is instructional type for us as believers, but Father, it may also be a type of message that leads someone to make a personal relationship to Jesus Christ a reality for them. Lord, we pray this morning that if anyone would make that decision for Christ Jesus, they would go to the prayer room. They would have the boldness. They would do as your scripture declares, that if we confess Jesus Christ to someone, to the world, then Jesus himself will confess them before our Father which is in heaven. So today, Lord, may no one leave this place without making a rational decision, either to full-on reject Christ or to come to him. But Lord, may there be no fence-sitters or post-walkers. But Lord, may they come to you today. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called The Power of God, the Bible, and the Underworld. Thanks for listening. You know, it's a serious thing when a person or a city or a nation turns its back on God, but the gospel will win in the end. And the question is, are you on the winning side? The Power of God, the Bible, and the Underworld is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Book of Acts, a series that brings to light the ministry of the first century church through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, by the way, if you've made a decision for Christ and you need some help or you just want to talk to someone about it, head on over to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click the contact tab. We would love to get in touch with you. We'd like to have some contact with you, get somebody in touch that can help you in your walk with Christ. Again, if you've just made a decision for Christ, or maybe you need some hand-holding along the way, that's not a problem. Get a hold of us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You know, as we enter the holiday season, a lot of times it brings to mind those who we dearly love and who've gone to heaven before us. And it can also remind us of the sadness and grief we still feel as we have to continue life's journey here without them. That's why we encourage you to pick up a copy of November's Book of the Month. It's called Though I Walk Through the Valley. It's by Vance Havner. Though I Walk Through the Valley chronicles Vance Havner's passage through the darkest valley of his life. Vance Havner is one of America's most quoted preachers, but don't expect time-worn cliches or pat answers. Though I Walk Through the Valley is written from the vantage point of his dying wife's hospital bed. So Vance Havner speaks to those who are suffering as one who's been there. Though I Walk Through the Valley offers sympathy, solace, as well as strength for the journey through his own deepest valley of trials and sorrow. Again, November's Book of the Month is called Though I Walk Through the Valley, and it's written by Vance Havner. You can pick up a copy at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Many of you already know about our website called reallifewithjackhibbs.org, but there's always something new there going on that you might want to know about. Our home tabs will tap you into so many resources, including the Book of the Month, some Bible prophecy, access to past sermons on video, as well as access to previous radio programs from Real Radio. Also, daily devotions available to start your day the right way, with a new devotion added every week. And when you go to that Real Life Home tab, you can click on Pastor Jack's Facebook page and the Know God tab. That's the K-N-O-W God tab. And that gives you a clearer understanding about God, if you're new to the faith or you just want to know God a little bit better. We highly recommend you take advantage of reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Hey, here's our phone number if you should need it. It's 877-RR-RADIO. That's a toll-free phone call. 877-777-2346. Also, here's the address. Jot this one down. P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.